Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, church. Man of God, I stood because this man was asking that question, and he quoted, seated beside me, we read through the book of 1 John. He asked me to turn it over, and I did. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 7.
Hello?
Can you hear me, sir? Yes, sir.
Does that scripture talk about water baptism?
No, let me read it.
I know the scripture now. That's why I'm asking in advance.
Does
that scripture talk about water baptism?
We are
talking about water baptism.
It's about the triune God.
I am talking about water baptism. You are telling me about how God looks like.
No. Don't speak what I didn't say.
I want you
to understand that nobody goes to hell because he baptized people and saved in the name of the Father, Son, and he dipped the person. That is minus that cannot divide us.
Praise God.
Everybody gave his life to Jesus, accepted Jesus as Lord and personal Savior. And Christ in me is the hope of glory. That's what I'm saying. I stood up. I appreciate a lot that is happening here.
Do you know why I was stopping you?
No, sir.
Because anytime we want to establish the doctrine for water baptism,
yes,
the Trinitarians,
yes,
try to divert us.
Okay.
We are not talking about the Godhead.
Okay.
We are interpreting a simple scripture.
Yes.
You are telling me the importance of that scripture.
All right.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
That was what serpent told Eve. It doesn't matter.
Oh, no.
And we don't like such gospel. You don't undermine
that.
The importance of any scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And it is profitable for doctrine.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
for
the Lord.
For reproof and everything else it says.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you something, sir.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says there is only one name that is given whereby people will be saved.
Yes.
What is that name? What is that name? What is the name, sir?
The name of the Lord Jesus.
The name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Sir, you say so many things that will have forced me to also divert. I don't know.
But you've not allowed me to talk.
No.
You're dominating the talk. You are making me to kind of
hoard
my feelings.
Okay.
I don't have to hoard my feelings.
I am very, very sorry.
Yes, sir.
The privilege I give you to ask the question is still under my control.
Correct.
I can seize the privilege.
Correct.
Thank you very much. So, I am operating under that liberty that I gave you the privilege and I can take it away from you.
Correct.
Praise God. Now, listen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when I give this platform, I am aware that not too many churches allow this.
Oh, none.
So, and I'm also aware that it can be abused. Okay. So, when you have this privilege, make the best use of it. When you come to argue, rather than to learn, then we will just be wasting the people's time. Now, you must not take my doctrines. So, if you stand up to ask, you are asking because you want clarification. But if you stand up to argue, then I will tell you of what use are we arguing. I tried to give you a line of thought that I am not talking about Godhead. I am not talking about the triune God. I am talking about the name of that triune God. That is the name he gave us for water baptism. And I'm telling you, I said, the name is not Father. The name is not Son. The name is not the Holy Ghost. That the Bible gave us a name. You are trying to divert me. I say I almost got diverted when you provoked me by a question and quoted a scripture that I'm not sure you know the depth of the meaning of that scripture. You quoted Christ in me, the hope of glory. You quoted that. I hope you know the meaning of that scripture. That scripture is in Colossians chapter 1 verse 27. How does Christ come in you? Catch something. Praise the Lord. So that's why I say you were going to divert me. Because from a Trinitarian point of view, I know your background. Your background is a background that once I accept Christ, he has come inside of me. And I say, lie, you are not born again like that. Nothing. You're not born again because you open your mouth to say, I give my life to Christ. You're opening your mouth to give your life to Christ is the beginning of the first step you take to being born again. And you are not born again until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. and you don't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost by a confession. It is a definite experience you receive. Praise the Lord. So I am talking here about the doctrine of justification. When you say it doesn't matter, the question I ask is, do you know that there are three works of grace? And it is justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You are downplaying one of the first steps you take in the three works of grace. But remember, why this argument? The prophecies in the Bible, Christ himself gave us in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33. Let's read it. Another parable spoke he unto them. The kingdom of heaven, which is the church age that we are in now, is like unto leaven, yeast, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal till the whole meal was leavened. And that parable, I have not had any person pick it to preach it and keep it in a bookshop among the denomination. The three measures there is the three works of grace. The doctrine for justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. A woman took leaven. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. The leaven there is false doctrine. And then corrupted these three works of grace until all the measures of meal for salvation is corrupted. And that is the essence of the church. But God said, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, he said he will send Elijah, the prophet, a ministry of restoration that will restore us back to that nonsense they did. That woman is a church. There are three symbolic women in the Bible. One is Revelation chapter 12. That is Israel. The one is Revelation chapter 17, the Catholic Church. And then Revelation chapter 19, the bride of Jesus Christ. A woman corrupted that doctrine. And you know what the Roman Catholic Church teaches as the doctrine for justification, the doctrine for sanctification, and what they teach you as the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Eucharist. Contrary completely to the scripture. And the Bible describes that church as a harlot and a mother of harlot. It means it produced other harlots. And you must look like your mama one way or the other. And the denominations speak the same doctrines. And now people, but God is delivering his own. I say God is delivering his own. Jesus has a table spread. We are the saints of God affair. So his trusting choosing people come and come. Yes, sir. Oh, he is my God. He does care. Praise the Lord. If I stand with you now and go into Trinity, you will discover from this scripture that God is not three persons in one, but one God in three offices, according to the Bible.
Man God, of God, I'm not a novice about Trinity.
You don't look like it. You're never a novice.
Yes, sir. I'm a theologian.
That's why.
And I'd like you to know that I've never argued, I never intend to speak the mic and argue with you.
You're a theologian.
For the teaching. I'd like you to know that I wanted to say something in line with what they mention when they baptize somebody.
Church, can we allow him to talk?
Please
talk.
I would have finished. We would have finished, and the next people would have asked their questions. But I don't want to stand anymore because I don't feel like talking. The next other time, I will talk. But I'd like you, I'd like church to know that all the members in those churches where they baptize people that are still there, they aren't going to hell because they were baptized mentioning just the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
God bless
because
you.
Now Jesus addressing the disciples, it was a different scenario than Jesus now teaching people and making people to understand that God the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost was one personality in the triune God.
Check it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sir, you know why we will never agree? You made a declaration. You said you are a theologian. And I am not a theologian. Do you understand? You are a theologian and I am
correct.
Not a theologian.
Correct. I am one. And if
it's okay.
Time...
It's okay. I'm not arguing it now. I am accepting who you say you are. I say you are a theologian. That means you went to school of theology. No, that is it now. Eh?
I have to tell you, not you telling me, sir.
You have told me now.
I said I would have to explain that, not you putting it to me.
Oh, sorry.
Because in your own...
You are a theologian.
You have...
Theologian is a master
you have
in theology.
Excuse me, sir.
A theologian is
man
a master
God.
In theology.
Man of God.
Yes. Son
let's
of God.
Go for the things that matters and make for heaven and leave the minors.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Now listen to me. Listen to me, brother. I love to meet people like you. I wish we can meet face to face. Now, you know what? No, it's okay. Not here and wasting people's time because there's nothing we are saying that is edifying to them. Now, when you meet somebody who is grounded in the scripture by theology with one that is grounded in the scripture by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, there will be problem. Praise the Lord. Now, I never went to any school of theology and I am not a master in theology, but I am a master in the things that pertain to salvation by His call upon my life. Praise the Lord. And then, but I have a teacher, and my teacher is He who called me. And He who called me was the same one that called Jesus, that called Peter, that called all the 12 disciples, and He taught them. And that same one also called Apostle Paul, and Paul said, none of those 12 disciples taught him anything. The same one that called them is the same one that called Apostle Paul. And if that same one that called Apostle Paul, that called the disciple, call you, you will not say anything contrary to what those people will teach. Praise the Lord. That's why we say we teach it the way they taught it in the Bible because it is under the same school. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I thank you for your interest, that your interest is in the things that pertain to salvation. And let me quickly tell you, praise the Lord. My Bible tells me, my people, first and foremost, you are His people. But they are destroyed for what?
Lack of
knowledge. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, church. I am not here to show whether I know anything. I am a preacher of the Holy Scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Wow. Not just that. God has raised us in this age to correct the errors in the denominations. Amen. How can somebody who is a preacher of salvation downplay justification? Justification? We are justified through who? We are justified through Christ. And it is His blood that justifies us. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The Bible says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And Isaiah 53 says, who will believe our report? He said, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Didn't Jesus come to His own people? They rejected Him. But he said, but as many as received him. Can we open that scripture? Can we open that scripture? Praise the Lord. John chapter 1. Verse 11. Verse 12. John chapter 1. He said verse 11, verse 12, verse 13. He said, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. That is where I am going. Even to them that believe on his name.
Hallelujah.
Even to them that believe in his name. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, can we read it? Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatsoever you do, including water baptism, in word or in deed, do all in which name? In the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Go to Luke chapter 24. Go to verse 45. Hallelujah. Then open he their understanding. May God open your understanding today. May God open their understanding today. Then open he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures. Except you open your understanding, you will never understand the scripture. Then verse 46, see what he said. And said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins, water baptism is for remission of sins, should be preached in which name? In his name. Why is it difficult for theologians to see? It's because the eyes of understanding have not yet been opened. God's attributes we are manifested to his brightness. We have got a revelation by the prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Oh, praise the Lord for we are now. Hallelujah. There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all unmade. We are the power and fell of Pentecost. Body now we be mine, of glory to him. of understanding he has opened up. No wonder one songwriter says again, who do you say I am? And whence do you say I came? Do you know the Father? And can you tell his name? In Jesus dwell the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of Lords is he. He said, false prophets are lying, God's truth they are denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. To this generation, for God's revelation, we walk where the apostles have true. Hallelujah!
Generation is here, and now a calling for them. Be filled with the Spirit,
your life sweet and clear. Praise the Lord. And that sister, I want to say something. Except God open your eye, you will never understand what we are talking about. The error has gone too far.
Thank you, sir. One thing I love this church for is that the pastor give chance to his member to express their
soul. Clap your hand for the pastor now.
For that.
Your pastor, they agree to ask some question.
But with all due respect and honor, I am not here to argue with you.
Thank you.
I am here so that you will convince me about this baptism of faith.
Even if you argue, I am anointed to talk. We go
because
talk and they go.
This argument, we argued it even day before yesterday, before we left Benue State to this place. I argued it with my husband and the other woman there.
Concerning
the other
what?
Woman that came, about this very baptism.
What is the argument?
Now, Jesus Christ told his disciples to go and baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Is it not what your Father sent you to go? Is it not what your Father sent you that you will go and deliver?
You are correct. Very, very correct. If you do any other thing, you are a bad child.
Sir. Sir. For example, as I'm a mother now, if I should call my son and send him to so-so-so person that go and tell so-so-so person like this. So, because I'm his mother now, and he will run to that person and say, my mother, and go back. Because I'm the one that sent him.
In the grace, you don't know your mama name.
Then he will deliver the message that I sent him.
And they go ask her now, your mama, who be your mama? They go ask, who be the mama? Who be the mama? Then you go say, mama now. Now my mama now. They will still say, what is the name of your mama?
But he will deliver the message before they ask him the name of his mother.
Is it every message you collect? You must know the source of the message. Hallelujah. If the message, for instance, tell me that I should go, the Father said I should go and jump inside that water. Before I will jump inside that water, I will know who be that your papa. Because I must know who he is. Praise the Lord. See. The problem we have is that the problem is that name Jesus. Now, listen. God has 1,000 names. Praise the Lord. You are sister who? Oh, she's your wife. Correct her. Here, correct her.
Praise God. You see, each time I hear this kind of a thing, it pains me a lot. And sir, more grace to your able.
Thank you.
See, church,
go ahead.
All we are saying here, sir, the whole world is hearing us.
Sure. That's why we talk like this.
Idol worshippers are seeing us.
Yes.
Muslims are watching us.
Yes.
Why are we then fooling ourselves? I have one slogan. Sir, if you teach anything that I don't understand as a Christian, what I needed to do as a Christian, if I believe in my Father, I will go to my Father and ask him.
Thank you.
What this person is teaching, is it true?
Is it true?
If the Father said no, I will come to you and tell you. If you refuse, I will go back.
Thank you.
Sir, I was born and brought up a Muslim, and I am not just a Muslim, but I'm a Muslim teacher. If a limamu is teaching, you can't dare you to stand and ask him in a congregation. You will meet him in his chamber or in his secret place and ask. But my joy, what brought me here, one of the things that brought me here is what you are doing now. Because you want to teach the world.
Thank you.
You want to tell the people that you know it.
I know.
And God will take you to that level.
Amen.
It's well, sir. Let us be matured as a Christian. Sir, there are times, I'm an assemblies. I got repented under Anglican Church. Their baptism is sprinkling of water.
Huh.
When I get to assemble, they say it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
That Jesus Christ was buried. And when he resurrected, when they bring him out of the water, then it means they have buried him and rise up.
Correct.
That I must be buried.
Uh-huh.
Then I was done that the way they taught me then. I didn't go to Bible school.
Thank
Why?
You.
Because I didn't go to
baptismal
class. Why? Because they see the light in me.
Uh-huh.
And they say, this one don't need to go to that one. Let us just baptize him. And they did it. But when I started hearing you.
In Benue.
Praise God. Praise God. Christian, please, let us be matured. Let us be mature. Whatever you don't know, ask your Father in heaven. I'm not referring to anybody, but being it whatever you are, that you are a pastor, sir, that you are a bishop, you are whatever you are, there are things that God can hide from you and give it and show
you. You are correct. Very correct. Very correct.
Sir, last time we were having all workers meeting in my church, Assemblies of God, Otukpo, and they were doing so many things. I called one presbyter out. I said, sir, that you are a pastor does not mean you know it all. There are things we, the audience, can help the church with, that the church will grow. But you think that because you are pastors, you will come, you talk. This pastor come, he talk. This one come, he talk. You don't throw any question to the audience. It's not fair. Throw some question to the audience. If they have anything to have to help the church grow, then the congregation now can now chip in, and you see that the ministry will be growing. And this man shook his head. He said, this is wisdom.
Uh-huh.
I will go and write it down and table it before
the headquarters.
So, sir, you see, each time I heard anything like this, even while I was sitting here just now, the same thing came to me. I will always say, if I was born into Christian life before now, maybe the sky would have been my limit. But each time I think about it, I will hear a word just like this thing now that this man said. I hear quick, like the Bible says we should be quick to hear, but be slow to anger. I hear quick, but I don't react quick.
God bless you.
Because when it is not time, you don't react. And when you react before then, you are a foolish person to me.
Thank you. God bless you.
It's well, sir.
All the way from Benue.
We will talk more, sir.
We will talk more.
It's well, sir.
Praise the Lord. It's not going to be easy to correct a lot of errors in Christendom. For instance, which scripture do you use to justify women pastors? When the Bible expressly forbids that. Which scripture will you use for all the titles they have? Which scripture will you use for a man to call another man and appoint him a pastor? Promote you and demote you. Headquarters and branches everywhere. Where do you support that with? When we preach, they call us all manner of names. But remember, we are not talking to everybody. Amen. As this young man was talking now, what comes to my mind is the story that William Branham spoke about the farmer that went to the bush and saw the egg of an eagle. How many people remember that story? I've spoken that story here several times. Amen. Every true child of God, there is a representation inside of you. Because an eagle is an eagle. A chicken is a chicken. Hallelujah. Why? The Bible said the foundation of God standard sure, having this seed. The Lord knoweth them that are his. Because every father knows his child. Every mother knows who he bore. And every mother knows the father of that child. The father may not totally know the father may not know the person, whether him give a birth. And then he went and took an egg. Beautiful egg. They're always very beautiful. Can't you see that they told him, don't bother yourself going to water baptism? They are very beautiful. A water baptism class. They took it and came home and hid it among the eggs of chicken. Then the mama denominational chicken came and hatched him. Then he gave God born again in a denomination and thought he belonged to that denomination. But while you are there, there is something in you. A chicken is a chicken and an eagle is an eagle. The nature is different. And when they say everybody speaking in tongue is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Then they tell him to come forth. Chickens will run. And the eagle too will join now since it is saying that mama be that. And then he too now. But the real eagle there will say, ah. But the Bible said they spake as the Spirit gave them utterance. But this one, this pastor say anything that come up with all the talk. Say after me, la 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 la, mama, 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 mama. Kai, something is wrong. But he doesn't know any better. Na mama be that. He thinks na mama. But when the day you jam who your mama is, that is the day that denomination. This whole world can never hold me. Any moment I'll be gone. For I've made my consecration, and I have my wedding garment on. What is the entire message? Come out of the denominational errors and don't be partaker of her sins. It's a spirit. There will be people that will be, they are anointed to establish the error. But there are also people that are anointed to bring out the children of God out of that place. Praise the Lord. Remember, in the church of Jesus Christ, there are two groups of people there. Jesus Christ called one group tares, another one wheat. But the good seed was planted by the owner of the farm. That farm is the church of Jesus Christ. While the apostolic fathers, men, died, the enemy came and planted his false doctrines and reduced the church to the condition that is like this. And so, in verse 6 of Romans chapter 9, Apostle Paul said, not Israel are of Israel. And I say, not every Christian is of Christ. Because Christ knoweth them that are his. He said, my sheep hear my voice. Not the voice of any denominational teaching. And the voice of a stranger they will not follow. We are restored to the Bible. Do it as Apostle Paul did it. Baptize like Peter baptized. Baptize like Philip baptized. Baptize like Paul, our apostle, baptized. Why do you want to do any other baptism when the pattern has been kept for us in the Bible? It is error, spirit of error. Praise the Lord.